Amid clouds of steam, the train from Kraków groaned to a halt in the station in the small town of Oświęcim. SS Obersturmführer Paul Meissner pushed open the door of his carriage and peered along the platform. There should be somebody there to meet him. The station master was about to put his whistle to his lips to send the train on its way when he saw an SS officer limping towards him. "A moment, if you please," the officer shouted. The whistle was lowered. "I should be very grateful if someone could get my baggage off the train." SS officers were a common sight, constantly going to and from the camp, usually insufferable and demanding. But as the officer stood leaning heavily on his walking stick, the station master detected a little humility in his bearing, and his eyes took in the iron cross on the officer's breast pocket. "Of course," he said. "I'll see to it at once. Won't you have a seat in my office?" Nearly an hour later, a shame-faced Rottenführer entered the stationmaster's office and stamped to attention. Meissner was not impressed by what he saw. The remains of a meal halfway down his tunic, collars that were curling upwards. "Compliments of Hauptsturmführer Hahn, sir. I am to take you to the officer's quarters." For long moments, Meissner did not speak. "Your name, Rottenführer?"
"Eidenmüller, sir."
"Well, Eidenmüller, let me tell you, you wouldn't last 10 minutes in the Waffen-SS. A man who takes no pride in his appearance is unreliable. Next time I see you, I want you in a tunic that is clean and pressed. Understood?" The man stood ramrod straight.
"Yes, sir."
"Good. Now pick up my bags and get me out of here." Ernst Eidenmüller had been in the SS for nearly 2 years. At first, his progress through the lower ranks had gone remarkably well. He was like a cat that always landed on its feet. Midas, his comrades called him. Everything he touched seemed to turn to gold. He'd taken pride in his appearance then. In June 1940, when the newsreels across Germany showed Hitler sightseeing in newly occupied Paris, Eidenmüller was not on the streets joining in the rapturous celebrations with his fellow countrymen. He was in a Leipzig police cell for possession of a stolen bicycle. His protestations of innocence availed him nothing. His accuser was a minor party official. A year later, he was charged with black marketeering. Nothing was proven, but with a previous conviction hanging around his neck, all it took was a word in the judge's ear from the local Gestapo chief, and he was sentenced to 18 months in a labor battalion. He braced himself for a tough time. Everyone knew how hard life could be in the road gangs. Instead, he found himself in an agricultural brigade. His father was a Lutheran pastor, a severe man whose orbit he had been glad to escape, but he had given his son one sound piece of advice. "There are three things you must never allow to control you: women, money, or the Nazis."